Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. It's the sixth worst team in the National Football League. We'll get to that in a minute, but we do have some breaking news. According to Mike Garafolo from NFL Network, the Ravens are trading Adafe Owe to the Chargers. We do not have terms yet, but
Schefter says it's Owe.
Owe
and a seventh in 2027.
Wow.
No way.
Yes. Is this real? For safety, Alohi Gilman.
I don't know him.
Yeah,
and a 2026 fifth round pick.
So, yeah, they got a five and a player. I don't know that guy, though. Alohi Gilman?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I told you. I said they'd be charitable and give him a five because they're old buddies. Adafe Owe gone, though. No sacks this year. Put on weight. Looks like a shadow of himself.
Look, anybody can run into with that sort of athleticism. Can run into six sacks here, eight sacks there. We told you
he had 10.
He was a nothing burger his whole time here. We told you a long time ago. You'll find out what they think of him when they don't pick up his fifth-year option. And when he does move on, they ain't getting a comp pick for him because he ain't going to do that well in free agency, even though everybody needs pass rush because he's not a pass rusher.
But here's the other thing, Jason. With Gilman, and he started for the Chargers the past couple years, this is them addressing the third safety in the middle of the season instead of in the offseason.
You could have gone and got Simmons. You could have done a bunch of stuff for $5 to $7 million. But instead, you brought in a corner who's subtraction by addition again, like Jackson was last year and like keeping Williams as long as you did was. You brought in a wide receiver who's been great, but you already had efficiencies off the chart on offense. You didn't address left tackle. You didn't address the departure of McCary. You didn't address anything to your defensive line in the draft or in the offseason. And so, like, was Owe going to do anything here? No. But you had no pass rush with him. And if you think, you know, Tavius Robinson's going to save the day, you're out of your mind.
Alohi Gilman was a sixth-round pick in 2020 out of Notre Dame. So the Ravens today have picked up two safeties, Gilman in this trade, where they also get a five for a seven in 2027. And they also signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad. So they've been very active today. Alas, do you want to get to six-pack? We can get back to this.
Yep.
Six-pack. Bellway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
I have the Raiders at six, and I'm sad to do this because I kind of like Geno Smith. I've always liked him.
It was a good story for a while.
I think it's over. He does not look good, and I just there's not all the whispers of trading Max Crosby are popping up again. I don't know if they'll ever do that, but that seems to be out there in the ether. And Pete Carroll all of a sudden looks like an old head coach instead of just a nice veteran head coach. I've got the Raiders at six.
I thought about putting the Ravens here. I thought about putting the Browns here. I ultimately put the Giants here. The Giants can't run the ball. The Giants have a rookie quarterback who's going to take his lumps. The Giants have a left tackle in Andrew Thomas, who when he's healthy, they're somewhat viable. The problem is he's not healthy that often. I mean, the Giants defense should be better than it is, but it's not. I mean, the Giants just turned the ball over five straight times against the Saints. They lost. Spencer Rattler had never won a game in his NFL career, and he just beat
the
Giants.
Did.
Like, I think we're going to look back on the Giants' wins as very few and far between. It's a coach who's been fighting for his job since last season. I just think the Giants are a pretty bad football operation all the way around.
Number five.
I mean, I put the Dolphins at five. I feel like they should probably be higher, but my God, there's a lot of there's a lot of god awful teams in the NFL.
It's a fun list. There's so many bad teams.
I mean, it's a horrible, horrible defense. They just blew a 17-point lead to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's fun.
Tua is functional, but not much more. The coach is going to be fired. It's a bad offensive line. They can't run the ball anymore. I mean, the one game they won was against the Jets, and they, I mean, really, I don't think they really deserve to even win that one. They got some calls.
Yeah.
McDonald's going to be the first, or McDaniel's going to be the first coach fired. It's just when.
Darren Waller's a fun story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I need another touchdown of him this week.
Yeah. My five is your Baltimore Ravens. Like, I can't keep coming on air and telling you it's the worst defense I've ever seen and not putting it. And this is in part now because I don't know when Lamar Jackson's coming back. I assume he's coming back after the bye, but until I see him on a football field looking right, I don't know what this team does well. So they're at five.
Number four.
I have the Browns at four. Browns just traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and Dylan Gabriel's starting. They had a really good draft this year, but they don't have a quarterback. And it's tough to win without a quarterback in this league. They're finding that out. They find that out just about every year because they never have a quarterback, but I have the Browns at four.
Again, this was a struggle.
It was tough.
I put the Raiders at four. I feel like they should definitely be in the top three. I don't know what's going on there. The quarterback has totally lost it. The coach is 75 years old, and they're going to draft a quarterback.
Hire.
What are they going to do? like, seriously, what are they going to do when they draft a quarterback and start over?
That was a great moment.
Like, are you keeping Pete Carroll? He's going to be 80 before you know if the quarterback's any good.
He's got a good 5 years in him.
How is this thing going to work? They've got no offensive line since they lost their left tackle. They blow huge leads. Like, they're god awful. Like, they're as bad as they've ever been.
I already know because we talked about this prior to the show. The Ravens got to be on this list.
Teaser alert. They're not on.
I know they aren't. That's what I'm saying. We talked prior to the show. I know they're not on yours, but after Sunday, man, they got to be on this list.
We are doing the six pack of the six worst teams in football and Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
I know they just beat the Giants, but the Giants turned the ball over five straight times in a crazy way. Yeah. And Spencer Rattler is still somehow their quarterback.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Dennis Allen is gone. I can't blame him anymore, but are we sure that Kellen Moore is an NFL head coach?
And like, their GM sucks.
They're trying to tank for a quarterback. Like, they keep playing Spencer Rattler. Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dude, now Taysom Hill's back.
How is that guy still around? How is that guy still? Not only is he in the league, he's still with the Saints. Mickey Loomis is maybe the worst. He's got to be in that conversation when you ask AI about worst GMs.
He's got rings,
yeah,
bro.
But you
can't compare him to Sashi.
But what's he like without Sean Payton? And how he still has a job is beyond me. We're simpatico. They're three.
number two.
I don't, again, this is, I'll start similar to Jason. I don't care what happened in Arizona. To quote Cam Ward, the Titans are ass.
They're ass.
They are ass, and yes, they had no business winning that game Sunday. I don't know what's good about them. Yeah.
What's good about them is DeMarcado dropped that ball at the goal line. That's what's good about the Titans.
And somehow a DB picked off a pass and fumbled it, and it rolled in the end zone.
Kyler Murray had a snap, hit him in the face, and then suffered a concussion. Yeah. And
Turned the ball over. Titans are two.
When they were about to score. Yes, the Titans are at two. I mean, it's crazy the Titans aren't the worst. Like, the Titans really should be as bad as NFL football could get right now. And they're not.
No, because there's one left.
Because of the Jets.
Number one.
Hey, they're giving up 20 fewer points than the Ravens, so they've got that going.
Yes, they do.
The Jets scores at halftime the last 4 weeks. They're losing 23-3, 10-3, 26, and 20-3. The 10-3 was against Miami, who's obviously on this list. I don't know that they're good at anything. I mean, they've allowed 11 passing touchdowns with no interceptions. Look, I couldn't, because there is the specter of Lamar Jackson returning, I just couldn't say, as terrible as the Ravens are, that they're inherently worse than these other six in this moment.
Do you know where I have PTSD from that, what was it, a few years ago when Lamar was supposed to come back every week and Tyler Huntley ended up starting a playoff game for them?
That happened.
So, like, I'll believe Lamar's back when he's back.
That's a big W for the Ginger Gorilla.
If you're saying just on a 53-man roster, I'm with you, Jason, but I... After that performance Sunday, man, like I'm surprised
they're not in here, but there's so many. Like, I really wanted them in here, but my God, these teams suck.
For that to happen against the Texans at home.
Did you see how the Raiders lost to the Bears? Did you see how the Raiders lost to the Bears?
It was fun. There's been a lot of fun games this year.
Maybe we're too close to it, and I'm just...
Hey, if you're just tuning in, the Ravens just traded Adafe Owe to the Chargers.
They dumped the salary.
They got a five and a safety. Lohi Gilman is from 2026 round pick out of Notre Dame. So they picked up two safeties today. Gilman, who's played a lot for the Chargers, and they signed C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the practice squad today. Perfect time to take some calls, huh?
Oh, and the Chargers are without Khalil Mack, so they're desperate for somebody who could pretend to rush the passer.
And their defense is
And obviously Joe Ortiz
knows him.
He helped draft Adafe Owe.
He did.
So your calls, 410-583-1057. Hey, we talked to Aaron Schatz. He does not think it's over for the Baltimore Ravens. Fans, how you feeling? Is it over? What do you think about these moves? 410-583-1057. We talk to the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.